Well, if you're one of those many Australians that dreams of owning your own home, and I know that dream seems to be getting further and further away, and if you've been renting your home for quite some time, can you use your rental history to buy your first home, and would it help you get a loan across the line? Finance educator and founder of ZEP Finance, Zane Pert, is on the line with us. Zane, good morning.
Morning. How are you going today, Stephen?
I'm very well. So I guess this is the issue, isn't it? Because when you go to get a loan, you've got a your savings history is taken into account. The fact that you've been paying your rent regularly for however many years, can that be used as evidence of your ability to pay off a loan?
Most certainly. There's quite a few lenders that will use your tenancy ledger to help you actually show that you can make that payment on time. Propensity is a really big thing. So, I mean, you do have some first homeowners who live at home, they haven't really saved, their parents give them a deposit, they go and get a house. Have you ever demonstrated that you have the ability to make loan repayments before getting that commitment? So even if you're not renting, I mean, renting's great because you can get from a licensed rental agent your tenancy ledger.
Yep.
You can get your 12 months history. It can show that you make the payments on time, that you're regular, that you're not falling behind. That's some great, you know, it's the effort and what the banks are looking for to help with your credit history, because a lot of young people don't have credit history as well.
Yeah.
When you're going to get your first home, if you don't have a credit file, if you don't have a credit score, then what are they looking at? What can they get that information to get you across the line? And that's where a tenancy ledger can really help.
So where does it, and what is the correlation though? Because I know at the moment here in the ACT with units, for instance, the amount of rent you're paying is probably equivalent to the loan repayment on that same property. Do you have to be buying a property where the loan repayments are the same as what your rent is?
No, you don't have to. I think it's more the consistency and actually the ledger itself. I mean, if you're constantly making late payments to rent and it shows on a ledger, that's not really going to help you too much.
Yeah.
But right. Something else you can do to show the lenders that you can do it is when you figure out, so I talk to a lot of clients, and when we figure out how much they're actually going to spend on a repayment, I'll ask them to put in a savings account that amount on top of their rent. And sometimes I'll even ask them to do it for 3 months.
Yep.
Just so they can feel what the actual mortgage payment will be like. Because a mortgage payment isn't a short-term commitment. It's a 30-year commitment. So if you're already paying rent and then another $200 on top of that's not affordable, then you shouldn't go for a mortgage that big.
Yeah.
That's where I'm having to guide a lot of people to let them know that, look, it is long-term. You can't get that repayment and just change your lifestyle overnight. You have to live with it for a while.
And if you've got a solid rental history and you're basically going to be living within your rental means, so to speak, with a repayment, what sort of deposit do you need these days?
I mean, there's a few different government schemes out there. Certainly, if you actually were to have a guarantor, which would be one of your family members, technically you don't need a deposit.
Okay.
It's always nice if you do.
Yep.
If you're using some of the government schemes, you can use a minimum of a 5% deposit. And I guess where the tenancy ledger comes in handy there is normally you would need to show genuine savings if you're using the government scheme. But with rental ledger, it will actually show that you've already been making those payments, so you won't need to show genuine savings. So as an example, you could sell a car you've been keeping, and then the next day that money can be used for your 5% deposit and with the tenancy ledger, rather than having to keep that in the bank for 3 months to show that genuine savings.
Okay. Now, the next question is, when you say there are many lenders out there, are the major banks going to accept this, or is it non-bank lenders that you're more than likely going to be using?
Oh, no. Major lenders are certainly accepting tenancy ledgers to help sort of boost the application. It does really help a lot, and certainly with that genuine savings piece, it does help. Note, it is only from licensed real estate agents. It's not really going to help as much if it's from a private rental.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I do get that a lot, but I mean, we can still show the payments out of your bank account going consistently, but it's not that we can get a document from your landlord to provide to the bank.
Fair enough. Zane, I appreciate your time this morning.
No problem whatsoever. Thank you very much for having me.
All the best. Zane Pert, finance educator and founder of ZEP Finance.